For the text, we hear again from the appointed reading of Exodus 19. The Lord called to Moses out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." In the name of Jesus. Where do we see our Lord's hand in this world? This world that we're in. This world of an unjust killing, everyone saw on TV, of the tears of a child, of a brother shed for the unjust loss of a loved one. This world of an innocent man shot in front of a pawn shop in St. Louis, of shop owners seeing their family's property taken away by looters. This world of neighbors isolated from one another because of a pandemic, of doctors and nurses in New York, or even in northwestern New Mexico, working days on end to attend to the sick. This world we're in, what is our Lord's hand in it? He does love the world, we know that. He loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son so that we would not die, but have eternal life. With all the sickness and death, the injustice, the violence, the fear, the despair, our Lord loves this world, loving every person, even to the point of sending his Son to die for the ungodly. So what is our Lord's hand in this world? Our Lord's hand is in this world. He created it. He loves it. And even though we took it into sin and death, he entered it, becoming a man to redeem it. Now we may see his hand in our world. We can speak of his hand in two ways, his left hand and his right. So we speak of our Lord's left hand kingdom or left hand realm and his right hand kingdom or realm. The left hand kingdom is the kingdom of the law, the kingdom of justice and retribution, the kingdom of earthly governments and authorities. It is the kingdom of, as Paul gives it, the sword. The kingdom of the police officer who pulls me over for speeding, the judge who throws into prison for murder or harassment or looting, the state sending a bill to pay your taxes, the bank making me sign a contract in order to get a loan, the teacher giving an A to the student who turns in the perfect essay and a D or F to the student who turns in only half the homework. The left-hand kingdom is the kingdom of a man protecting his home from thievery or violence, a store expecting me to pay for the bread that I take home, of voters turning out of office, the mayor or the council members who hire a police chief who doesn't train officers to protect the innocent. The left hand is not about mercy and grace. It is the kingdom of earthly governance, the kingdom of the sword of justice. It is known by its power and retribution. And must be. And we have said, as of yet, nothing about the church. Our Lord's right-hand kingdom, it is the kingdom of grace. It is not of earthly governments and authorities. It is the church. It speaks not retribution, but mercy. Its means is not the sword, but the word of gospel. It comes not in power, but weakness. Our Lord's right-hand kingdom comes not from the halls of Washington nor Santa Fe, but from the pulpit proclaiming the gospel and the Lord's people gathered to the table of his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins. It is the parents teaching children of Christ crucified, coming in weakness to save the sinner. Our Lord's right-hand kingdom will never be understood by the government, for the church knows no retribution, no violence, no action of power, no coercion, or else it's not the church. The church knows the voice of Christ, who did not crush the ungodly with retribution, but who, while we were still weak at the right time, died for the ungodly. Romans 5:6. The church lives by the word of Christ, who justifies us, not by pronouncing the sentence of death upon those who deserve death, but who justifies us with his own blood. Romans 5:10. The church lives as those who have been made members of the church, not by the citizenship of where we were born, nor by the citizenship of earthly allegiance. These things properly belong to the kingdom of the left. But the church lives by those who are made members of the church by the name of the Lord placed on us in baptism. The church is those who were under the sentence of death, which reigned over all people from Adam, but who have now been called out of the reign of death into the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of the man Jesus Christ. Romans 5:15. You are the church. What then is your role in this world? Because you live in the left-hand kingdom, after all, and in the right-hand kingdom simultaneously. You live in the left-hand kingdom by your life of flesh, your daily life properly under law. You live in the left-hand kingdom according to all the things of this world, the governmental authorities, the contracts you make with your neighbor, the food you buy, the doctor you see, the wealth you earn for your family, the property and home and business that you protect. At the same time, you live in the right-hand kingdom, the kingdom of grace. You live in the right-hand kingdom according to your life of faith. You live in the right-hand kingdom by the life given you in baptism, by your hearing of Christ's word of forgiveness and reconciliation, by your eating and drinking of his body and blood for your justification. And so as you live your life of faith, your life in the right-hand kingdom, what is God doing with you in the left-hand kingdom? Exodus 19:6. The Lord said to Israel, "You shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." In this world of the left hand, this world of law, of power and retribution, this world where sin can only be restrained outwardly by the exercise of the sword, in the midst of this world, the Lord has his holy people, a kingdom of priests, his Israel. At the time of Moses, Israel was those who bore the name of the Lord by circumcision into the covenant, and that pertained as God's promise up until the crucifixion of Jesus. Now, after the crucifixion of Jesus, the Lord's Israel, it is those given his name in baptism. Baptism is the new circumcision, Colossians 2:11. The church is the new Israel, and you, baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are God's kingdom of priests, his holy nation. And as those bearing the Lord's name in baptism, as those made the Israel of God, his holy people by the blood of Christ, God sets us as his kingdom of priests in this world of sin, his holy people among a people who need holiness. As priests before God, then, we intercede. We pray for our neighbor, that where a man is unjustly killed, the one who killed would be brought to justice. The governmental authorities responsible for the killer, for training and hiring him or whatever else, would be brought to justice, and that his family would know the honor of vindication for the victim. We pray for our neighbor that where a shop owner is looted, where a liquor store is taken down in flames, where a man guarding a pawn shop is murdered, those breaking the windows, stealing the goods, lighting the flames, shooting the guard, they would be held up properly to earthly justice, and the owners of the businesses and the family of the guard would be vindicated. We pray for our neighbor that all life, the life of the infant, of the adult, all life, would be protected and held in honor. We pray then for the president, for the governors, for the mayors, that they would rightly wield the sword for the punishment of those who do evil and the protection of the innocent, as Paul tells us. And as the Lord's priest in this world of sin, as those living our life of faith, our life of the right-hand kingdom of God's grace, in the midst of this world of the left-hand kingdom of law, as the Lord's priesthood of the baptized, we pray that all people of every family, language, and tribe, all people would hear the proclamation of Jesus Christ who died for the ungodly, of Jesus Christ whose kingdom is not of the sword, but of grace, who forgives all sin, releases all guilt, and covers all shame, even ours. In the name of Jesus, amen.